You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
George? Are you out here? George? Oh, there you are. What are you doing? We couldn't find you.
I thought Baz might want his collar.
His collar?
I've put it in the ground next to him.
Oh, Georgie.
Now he won't get off his lead again.
But he didn't get off his lead. He... Look, you don't need to worry about Baz. I told you, wherever he is, he's running around to his heart's content. Accidents don't happen up there.
How do you know?
Because, well, it wouldn't be heaven if bad things happened. Now would it?
I suppose.
Here, give me the torch. We've got to go down the green, watch all the Christmas lights being turned on. That'll be fun, won't it, George? And then it'll be time to go back to your mum's. All right? That okay?
Yeah, okay.
Good lad. Come on then, let's get your things together. And don't forget to take your advent calendar now, eh?
What about Kira, though? She'd like to see the lights, wouldn't she?
Maybe Neil and Susan are bringing her.
Oh, right.
I don't know. We just know Edward and Emma ain't coming.
Well, it's probably for the best.
Probably for the... Eddie.
There ain't nothing we can do about it, Clary. The boys are going to have to sort it out for themselves. And until they do...
So that's your answer, is it? For them to just keep avoiding each other?
I can't see any other way. Unless one of them backs down.
It'll be Christmas soon.
Look, Edward knows he shouldn't have shot Baz, but then William should have kept him in check. He knew how Edward felt about dogs on his land.
No, I know.
Oh, it's a mess, and that's all there is to it.
So, what about the turkeys?
What about them?
Well, Nick can't help this year, not with Poppy, and neither can Joe.
Well, he's got his visit to the fracture clinic tomorrow. You never know.
Eddie... His arm won't be strong enough. And if the boys still ain't talking, how are we going to slaughter and dress all they turkeys?
Yeah. Let's just cross that bridge when we come to it. There's still another week. All right, Rob?
Evening, Eddie. Have you met Jess?
Oh, well, I've seen you around together.
Hello.
But I don't think we've spoken.
Eddie Milks over at Brookfield.
Amongst other things.
And his son runs a small herd down the road.
Is that right?
Oh, and this is Clary.
His wife. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I wasn't expecting there to be so many people. It's quite an event, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We like to get into the festive spirit, don't we, love?
Yeah.
Can I interest you in some holly? Or some mistletoe, eh? Something to dangle over your doorway.
Yeah, I wonder what you had there.
Wow, you've got loads.
A special offer. Just for you, since you're new, £5 a bunch. Mm.
What do you think? We ought to have something for the front door.
Don't worry. You ain't going to kiss each other if you don't want to.
Well,
there's always the postie.
No, you're all right. So... How does this work, then? Is there some sort of local celebrity? Someone to switch on the lights?
No.
Not really?
The ball usually goes first.
And then each house in turn round the green.
So it's a real community effort.
Oh, just you wait. It's better than Blackpool.
Tom, what are you doing? There's only a couple of minutes.
I know. I'm coming.
It's almost five.
So go on. Get outside.
Well, what do you want me to do? Wave or shout?
I don't mind.
Where will you be?
By the door. I only have to flick a switch.
Okay, I'm just checking. Hope it doesn't trip the fuse box.
Oh, Kirsty.
Well, we have put up a lot of lights.
It'll be fine.
I've got visions of them all exploding in a shower of sparks.
That's not going to happen.
Well, if you're sure.
Now, quick, go on. Wait in the front garden. We're all set.
Oh, looks like it might be that time.
Is there a best place to stand?
Well, I suppose if you go near the middle, then you'll get full view of the lights going round.
Shall we?
Well, if you really want.
Yeah, why not? I'm quite excited.
Come on, then.
It was lovely talking to you both.
Yeah, you too.
Good evening.
I'm sure I'll bump into you again soon.
Oh, William! You all right, son? Not here on your own?
No, no. Nick and the kids are over by the pond. Hi, Mum.
Hello, love.
Yeah, she's chatting with Mike and Vicky. It's his birthday today.
What? Mike's? Have we,
Yes, I put a card through the door this morning.
Oh, well done.
And how are you?
Well, I've definitely had better weekends.
George still upset, is he?
Do you know where I just found him? He were outside in the cold, standing over Baz's grave. He buried his collar next to him. I've no idea what I'm supposed to tell him.
Oh, it's bound to take a while. He got over it with Meg died.
Well, that were different.
Oh, no.
Meg died of old age.
I'm only saying...
I mean, for all I know, George is probably scared Ed's going to shoot Mitch next.
No, William, he didn't mean to. He didn't. Your dad was there. Eddie.
Hey, don't drag me into it. William knows what I think about it.
Yes, that it were an accident. I'm sure Edward's doing his best to explain that to George.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what he's telling everyone.
Because it's true.
Oh, come off it. He knew what he was doing. He knew it were bad.
All right now, William.
But because he hates me so much, nothing else matters. Not even George.
You don't believe that.
Well, ain't Ed only thought of himself?
Let's not spoil this evening.
For God's sake, Mum. He murdered your grandson's
dog. That's enough. We're supposed to be having a nice evening. Trying to, at least. Plenty more time to have this out.
Fine.
Come on.
Six, five, four, three, two, one. Hooray!
William, I do think you are being unfair to your brother.
Oh, Clary.
No one's punishing him more than he's punishing himself.
Not now, love, please. Just enjoy the light.
Okay, they're just reaching Manorfield Close. Oh, Adam and Ian are turning their lights on. Now, hit the switch. Yes! Oh, Tom, they're working!
I told you they would.
I know, but look. Our home.
Oh, you happy?
Yeah. At least I think so. I'm not worried we've gone a bit over the top.
Over the top? What are you talking about? I think it's just perfect.
Oh, wow, Rob, isn't it magical?
You're right, it is pretty.
Oh, look at that one. Oh, I love the sparkly snowflakes. Whose house is that?
I'm not sure. Tom and Kirsty's, I think.
Well, we should go say hello.
Oh, I thought you wanted to grab a mince pie.
No, come on. No,
I expect we'll bump into them.
We can get a mince pie any time. We'll be sick of them soon enough.
All right, but...
Let's go and tell Tom and Kirsty how great their house looks.
Come on, Tom, you know you want some. Can't have a proper Christmas without mistletoe.
Oh, what do you reckon? Feeling romantic?
Didn't know you needed an excuse.
Go on then, Eddie. How much?
To you, £5.
Sure.
Oh, changed your mind, Rob.
Evening, all.
Love your lights. Thanks.
Now, look here. You ain't going to let Tom show you up now, are you?
Well, how do you mean?
He's booked some mistletoe.
Ah,
He knows it's worth it for a kiss from the woman in his life.
Rob, honestly, you don't have to.
No. What the hell? I suppose we do need some decorations.
Oh, well, ain't he a Casanova?
Eddie, have you got a fiver?
Actually, Tom, I think I have. If you give Eddie £10.
Oh, no. Right. Oh,
you're a gent. Right, here's a nice big bunch for you, and one for you.
Thanks.
Now, don't go doing anything more than just kissing under it. At least not until you get home, anyway.
Yes, cheers, Eddie.
Oh, this is so Christmassy. I was just saying to Rob, how long did it take you to put all those lights up?
Oh, a while.
Well, we're going to have to get our act together.
Well, we've got the mistletoe now.
Oh, by the way, have you apologised to Kirsty yet?
To me?
About the panto. Rob didn't mean to miss the rehearsal last week.
No, but I had something come up at work.
It's so hectic for him at the moment.
Yeah, so, sorry about that.
No. Tom stepped in anyway.
Did you?
For one time only, mind.
It was a brilliant Robin. It was a really good rehearsal.
Well, glad you didn't miss me.
Linda tried to talk you into taking a smaller part, didn't she?
Yes, she did indeed, but...
Treading the board's not your thing.
I think I'll leave it to people who enjoy acting.
Well, you enjoy it, don't you, Rob?
Oh, it's okay. Shall we?
Yes.
Good idea.
We were going to have a...
wander around and take a look at the other houses.
Oh, well, maybe we could...
I think we're going to track down a mince pies.
Fair enough. Oh, but Rob...
We'll see you around.
Yeah, all right.
Bye. Man, I said another word.
I know.
Oh, you don't think Jess noticed, do you?
So what if she did?
Was it really that uncomfortable?
No,
I can't tell anymore. He makes me so angry. I just want to...
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't. Then Jess definitely would have suspected something. Anyway, Adam and Ian have really gone to town this year. Don't they normally just have that fibre optic tree?
It's the sheer gall of it that gets me.
I like the way it's all blue and white.
And he knew Jess would come here eventually.
I'd still say I liked it better.
He must think he's God's gift.
Don't you reckon?
Well, don't you?
Look, you're right. But Rob's not going to disappear, is he? You just need to let it go.
Well, how can I?
Kirsty.
Not when Helen hasn't.
Kirsty.
She's the one who's heartbroken.
Look up.
What? It's the mistletoe.
Exactly. So stop talking and get into the Christmas mood.
But...
all right.
Aye, aye. Looks like Tom's getting his fiver's worth.
Eddie, you managed to sell something.
Oh, indeed. Talk Robbie to buying a sprig and all.
Oh, well done.
Right. I'd better get back to Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see you then.
I wish Grandad luck for tomorrow.
William, hang on. About the turkeys... You will still help, won't you?
Clary, I told you.
I know, but...
But we don't need to finalise it now.
Why? Is Ed going to be there?
He might be. He said he would.
But was that before?
Look, we ain't sure.
Because if he is, then I won't be.
Please, William. If you're in the cider shed plucking and he's in the pole park...
No, I don't care.
You won't even see him that much.
But I don't want to be anywhere near him.
But William...
Hurry, just leave it.
I know you're angry.
I'm too right I am.
But your brother really is sorry.
Well, it don't make no difference. I ain't spending a minute in Ed's company. And if you think I would... Well, then I'm sorry, Mum. You've got another thing coming.
Hello, Mum. Are you about...
In here, Dan.
What are you doing?
Daryl's in the bathroom.
Is that vodka?
I thought I'd just pop in to collect his dirty mugs.
What, and you found that?
It was next to the bed.
Oh, this place is disgusting. It stinks.
Yes, I know.
What are you going to tell him?
I suppose I'll have to say something. Anyway, what did you want me for?
Oh, can your dad give me a lift to the station later?
I expect so. Why, are you going into Felpersham?
No, Leeds.
I'm sorry?
Do you remember Gavin from school?
Yes, of course I do, but...
Yeah, he's up at uni there now, so I'm going to stay with him for a few days.
But when did you decide this?
Last night on Facebook.
Daniel!
What? We haven't seen each other for ages. And there's loads of Christmas parties going on and stuff.
But hasn't he got lectures?
Mum, he's doing an English degree. He has about 3 lectures a week.
Well, how long are you going for?
I don't know. I'll probably stay for the weekend.
Dan, honestly, I know you don't like having Daryl around.
It's not that.
Won't Gavin be back for the holidays soon, anyway?
What's the problem? I'm only going to see a mate.
Nothing, per se, but...
Was that Daryl?
Huh?
I heard the toilet flushing.
Oh, right, well, he'd better not catch us in here.
So is it okay, then?
Is what okay?
To get a lift to the station. Can I have one or not?
Oh.
Oh, Clary, that's great news. So no more splint, then?
No. Doctor agreed he don't need it no more.
Oh, Joe must be so chuffed. Is he with you now?
No, he's at home. I didn't want to drag him round town.
Right. Well, I suppose I'd better let you carry on. Sorry we didn't get to have a proper natter yesterday.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, Will wanted to get home. Thanks for picking up some nappies for me, though.
Oh, that's fine. Nick, before you go...
Yeah?
Did William mention anything about the turkeys? About helping to slaughter them next week?
I know he said he couldn't do it this year.
So he told you then? Well, I just wondered... You wouldn't have a word. You're always so good when him and Edward have a falling out.
It's more than a falling out.
Oh, yes, but if he could just stand Edward for a few
hours... Oh, you can
hours...
hardly blame him for being angry. It's not just George who's upset. Jake and Mia were really fond of Baz too.
Of course.
Well, and to be honest, Clary, it really wasn't Will's fault this time. I don't think there's much I could say to persuade him.
No.
I'm sorry, I...
It's all right, love. I just thought I'd ask.
Listen, I think I can hear Poppy crying. I'd better go...
Yeah, you go and check on her. Should I drop the nappies over?
No.
Oh.
I'll pop in on my way to pick up Jake and Mia.
Oh, okay. I'll be back by then.
Fine. See you in a bit then.
Yeah, all right. Bye, love.
Clary, thought it was you.
Oh, hello, Caroline. Yeah, I was just picking up a few bits and pieces for the kids' stockings.
Yeah, me too. Oh, not that Oliver has a stocking.
No.
I won't have many more chances to do my Christmas shopping.
Really?
Well, now the hotel's gearing up for the season.
Oh, yes, of course.
You all right, Clary?
Me? Yes, I'm fine.
You seem a little...
No.
These last few days can't have been easy for you. With the terrible incident with Ed and the shooting.
Oh, Caroline. I weren't sure if you knew.
Tell you what. I was about to stop for a coffee. Do you fancy joining me?
Let him do it, Shula. It's not your job to do his washing for him.
No, I know, but he's had these sheets on for 2 weeks.
Oh, take them back out.
I've left him with fresh bedding. Hopefully he'll manage to put it on himself.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, Alistair, no! I'm doing it now. There's no point.
Oh! This is getting ridiculous. Daryl's hardly been out of his room since Friday.
Well, he's still upset about getting fired.
Yes, so we mustn't make it easy for him.
Easy?
Well, he has to start doing things for himself.
What would you rather? Let him lie around in his own filth?
Maybe.
He's already hit rock bottom. It won't make any difference.
Well, then I just don't know. He can't hold down a job. He's too sick to go into a hostel and there don't seem to be any one-bedroom flats out there.
I can't see how he'd cope, even if we could find him one.
Well, you're not saying we should give up on that, too?
Oh, no, no, no. We have to keep trying. For Daniel's sake, apart from anything. Oh, did you tell him you can give him a lift?
Yeah, I told him.
Did you say anything else?
Such as?
Like he doesn't need to disappear off to Leeds. He might say it's not because of Daryl.
I'm sure it is.
So we should tell him that?
No, Shula. He's probably better off with his mates anyway. At least he'll enjoy himself.
Oh.
He'll be spared the misery here.
But William is so convinced he shot Baz deliberately.
Oh, you don't think that, though. Do you, Clary?
No, of course not. I just know what they two are like when their blood's up.
I take it Will's pretty furious, then.
I ain't seen him this angry since... Well,
he must realise it was an accident, though. It was a split-second decision.
Oh, no, I know. It's not that.
Oh, Clary.
Ignore me.
No, don't be silly.
I just wish they'd stop fighting just for once.
Oh, here. Have a tissue.
They are brothers. They've got their own families now.
I know.
What with taking care of Joe after his fall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Caroline. I didn't mean to make you feel guilty.
No. It's been hard for you.
It's just one thing after another. And it's always me. I'm the one that has to try and fix it. I'm tired of it, Caroline.
Yes, of course you are.
It gets too much.
Yes, and you're allowed to feel that way. Is there anything I can do? I mean, I'm not exactly sure what.
No, I just have to accept it ain't going to change. Even Nick's taking sides this time. It'll be yet another Christmas trying to avoid a confrontation, working out who's going to visit when.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't fair on the little ones.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It is what it is, though. Thanks, Caroline, but really, there ain't nothing any of us can do.
You're sure, love. I don't want to drop her.
Oh, don't be daft. Come on, I trust you. And the doctor gave you the all clear.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Right, here you go. Poppy? Say hello.
Yeah, you remember me? I'm your great-granddad.
Yeah, what do you think of that, eh?
We got to stick together, you and me, eh? I need a lot of taking care of these days too, eh?
Well, that's good to hear, because we've got something to tell you.
Oh?
We've decided, when Poppy's christened, we'd like to give her the middle name Josephine, after you.
Poppy Josephine Grundy?
Yeah. It's got a ring to it, don't you think?
I don't know what to say.
No need to say anything. It was Will's idea.
Oh, bless you, my girl. Oh, well, you really are a pair now, ain't we, Poppy, eh? And how is young William, by the way? Oh, such bad luck, whatever, was that dog of his? Clary says George and taking it too well, eh?
No, he's not.
Ah, poor lad. Well, it's a tough lesson he's had to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we did our best to cheer him up over the weekend and, well, Will's talking about taking him ice skating on Saturday.
Oh,
you know, over at Lower Loxley, they've got the outside rink again for Christmas.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll like that.
Yeah. Mm. Well, let's hope so.
Oh,
hi, Clary.
Oh, Nick. So you are still here. Oh, I'm sorry. Shopping took longer than I expected.
Oh, no worries.
Got your nappies, though. How long have you been here?
About 20 minutes. I'm going to have to get going, though. It's almost 3.
Oh, it's all right. I understand. If you need to go.
Oh, come on, Poppy, sweetheart.
There you go.
Time to put you back in your car seat, eh?
Clary, you know what Nick's just told me?
What's that?
Poppy's middle name. It's going to be Josephine. After her great-grandfather.
Really? Huh? Oh, that is nice.
Well, it was that or Edwina, and we really couldn't call it... Oh, I mean because of Eddie.
No, I know what you meant.
We just preferred Josephine.
No, it's fine, Nick. It's lovely.
Right, well, I don't reckon I've left anything. Let me just grab those nappies. Excuse me, Clary.
Yeah, of course. Did you get a copy of Appetizing Ambridge, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Linda had some with her at church.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm going to give your steak and kidney pudding a go.
Oh, here. Let me get the door for you.
Oh, ta. Glad your arm's so much better, Joe.
Oh, I'm on the mend now. Bye, Poppy Josephine.
See you, Clary.
Yeah. Bye, love.
Clary? Something wrong?
Well, what do you think? This argument's spoiling everything.
Oh, right. You mean...
Yes, of course.
Nick did say George had taken it hard. Maybe he'd like to help with Bartleby. I needs to get him stapled for the winter.
Right, I'm going to hide these presents from any little prying eyes.
What do you reckon, Clary?
Oh, if you want, Joe... Well, it's not like you can do it by yourself now, is it?
Shula, we're going now.
Oh, are you off? Oh, steady, Titan. Well, have a lovely time, darling.
I will.
Have you got everything you need?
Yeah.
You sure?
I managed to survive on my own in the States for months. I think I'll be all right in Leeds.
Yes, okay.
Mums have to worry, Dan.
It's what we do.
Come on, let's chuck your gear in the car.
Yeah.
Dan... Hold on, I just wanted to say, I know things are difficult at the moment,
Mum,
but don't stay away too long.
Shula.
We will sort this out.
I told you, this has got nothing to do with Daryl. Oh,
darling, we're not idiots.
All right, come on.
Just try to have some sympathy. He is in a very dark place. I'd no idea how hard it would be either.
Shula.
We've all been struggling with how to deal with it, haven't we, Alistair?
Look, I don't...
Don't let him drive you away. This is your home. It is. And we've missed you so much.
Well, so what did you expect? Everything's about Daryl, even when I say it's not.
Okay, fine. Let's leave it there.
I can't win.
Oh, it's okay, Titan.
It wasn't my choice to have him here, was it?
Dan, I'm sorry. I didn't
I'm going to miss my train.
Daniel!
Is the car unlocked?
Yeah, should be.
Well, bye then, darling. Enjoy yourself. Let us know when you're coming back.
Oh. Come on, Helen, give it some welly. It's only a box.
Kirsty.
Hey, imagine it's Rob. That's it. Stamp on it.
Oh, I can't. The cardboard's too strong. Oh,
call yourself a recycler. I'll show you.
Well, you try then.
You've got to think about all the times Rob lied to you and told you his marriage was over. Keeping you in the dark before crushing your heart. We'll see how he likes it.
Okay, Kirsty, I think it's flat enough now.
Really? Because I don't. Take that, you great sleaze bag.
So much has come into the shop.
That's my best friend you're hurting.
Oh. Kirsty, seriously, shh.
What?
It's Jess. You don't think she's found out, do you?
No.
Then what's she doing here?
Well, even if she had, now she wouldn't come to the shop.
Hello? Oh,
you can speak to her, Kirsty. Please. I can't go out there.
All right, you stay back here. I'll find out what she wants.
And you're really sure that they suit me?
Jill, they look great. You heard what the optician said.
I know.
Square frames for a round face, round frames for a square face.
There was another pair I quite liked, though.
Well, I think they're perfect. More importantly, you can see better. We just need to sort out your cataract operation now.
Yes. I just haven't got around to it yet. I know I need to phone the doctors.
We are going back to the car, aren't we?
Yes, of course.
Haven't long until I need to start milking. Did you manage to find someone to give you a lift tomorrow, by the way? I'm sorry I can't. The AI technician's come in.
No, don't worry. It's only a bring and share lunch. And Shula's going to drop me over.
Have you spoken to her? How are things? Any progress with Daryl?
I was only on the phone for 5 minutes. But apparently Dan's decided to go away for a few days.
Oh, right.
School friend up in Leeds. Shula sounded quite upset about it.
Really? Why?
She thinks she's driven him away by having Daryl there. And not giving Dan enough attention.
Well, he's 19.
He does tend to cast a shadow over everything.
Who? Daryl?
Yes. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Dan's feeling awkward about it all.
That or he's just being a young man. I know what Pip's like, wishing here, there and everywhere.
Well, perhaps.
Could just be that Shula's struggling with him flying the nest.
Well, even if she is, Daryl's not making it any easier. I wouldn't want to live there with him.
Fair enough. Right, I need to get to the printers to pick up the beef labels and then we can head home.
Actually, Ruth, could we pop into Ambridge Organics? I'd like to buy some cheese for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Do you mind? Have we time?
Absolutely. We just need to be quick. I do have to get back to the farm.
So is Helen not around?
No, she had to go out.
Oh, what a shame. I would have liked to see her. Her little boy, Henry, he's so adorable.
Here you go. Is that what you're after?
Ah, brilliant. I'm making one of the recipes from Appetizing Ambridge. Mm. Ginger scones. I thought I'd better make a stab at getting into village life.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Now I just need to land that job. If I do, I'll be able to move up pretty soon.
Right. How are you feeling about it all?
Good, I think. Especially now that I'm getting to know the area. I can guarantee I'll be coming in here a lot. Still a big change, though. What with moving back from Canada and my dad being so ill and then losing him.
Sure.
Been a bit of a traumatic year, to say the least. Mum's been very supportive, though. To be honest, I'm just looking forward to getting things back to normal. Like actually living with my husband.
Yes, of course. That'll be $16.94 altogether. Hello.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, hello. Jess, isn't it?
That's right.
Jill,
And you know Ruth?
Yes, of course. So many new names.
Don't worry.
Was it definitely Borchester Blue you wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I think I need to answer this.
Of course.
And how are you, Jill?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, you look well. Is this something different?
Actually, now that you mention it...
I can't see any in the fridge.
What's that? Borsetshire Blue?
Let me see. Maybe it's hiding behind something else.
Jill, I've just looked.
No worries, there's plenty out back.
Really? No.
What's that about?
Don't ask me.
So, Jill, is there another cheese will do?
Oh, it's all right. Yes. I'll get some in a minute.
Well, I guess I'll hear from you soon. Absolutely. And thanks again.
Good news.
A job in Felpersham in the Children's Services Department. I've got it.
Oh, well done.
That's fantastic.
Well, I need to phone Rob and tell him.
Hang on. Don't forget your change.
Oh, no. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you go ahead.
I'll see you soon, Kirsty.
Yeah. And congratulations.
Thanks.
Super. She's been looking for something up here for a while, hasn't she?
Must be almost a year now.
Yeah. Well, it sounds as though it was worth the wait. They seem a nice couple.
I'll go and fetch that Borsetshire Blue for you.
Oh, yes, thank you, Kirsty.
Was there a particular amount you wanted?
Just enough for a cheese board.
No problem. Won't be a minute.
Kirsty.
Sorry. Jess has gone now.
No, I know, I was listening.
So you heard about the job?
Yeah.
And?
And nothing.
Helen.
Go and get the cheese for Ruth and Jill. I think I'm going to grab a breath of fresh air.
What did I say? I told you nobody else stood a chance.
You did.
Yeah, and who wouldn't listen? Come here. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
I mean it, really.
I know you do, Rob.
Oh, you've had to sacrifice so much following me all over the place. Now you've got this job.
Yeah.
Fresh start, eh?
Absolutely. Fresh start.
So how come you're home?
What do you mean?
Well, I thought you'd still be at the dairy.
Well, I wanted to be here to congratulate you, didn't I?
Right.
Anyway, what were you doing in Borchester?
Oh, just getting my bearings. I popped into Ambridge Organics.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice in there.
Did you see Helen?
No, I had a chat with Kirsty.
Oh, I see. Wine?
Oh, go on then. Oh, I suppose we ought to think about moving my stuff up. They don't need me at work till January, but with Christmas and New Year...
Oh, that's fine. It's not as though there's that much.
Well, there's the furniture in storage.
Oh, right. You want all that, do you?
Well, don't we? Start making this place a proper home?
Well, sure, I guess. Well, of course, if we're moving soon, we might be better off waiting till we bought somewhere.
Have you spotted many for sale boards around here? It could take ages to find the right place.
Oh, in Ambridge, maybe, but if we look further afield...
Further afield? But I thought you liked it here.
Well, I do.
So why are you talking about leaving all of a sudden?
Oh, who said it was all of a sudden? You've just been offered a job. Dairy's up and running.
Rob, we agreed.
Look, we can finally start planning for the future.
I don't want to live out in the sticks again. I want to be part of a community.
And we will be. Doesn't have to be this one, though. I mean, Ambridge is nice, but it can get quite claustrophobic. And I really don't want to be so close to work. Bumping into the boss whenever I go down to the shop.
All right.
I want time away from work to be time just for us, together. Or isn't that what you want?
Of course it's what I want, Rob. Don't twist it like that.
No, I'm not. If anything, I'm thinking of you. Felpersham's still 30, 40 minutes drive away. Look, if we moved, I don't know, maybe somewhere over the other side of Darrington, well then, you wouldn't have so far to go, would you?
Well, no, I guess
not. And I wouldn't have work on the doorstep.
It just seems a shame, that's all. I've been getting to know everyone. And you're in the panto.
We'll get to know other people. Let's not limit ourselves just because this is the first place we landed. We'll find a gorgeous house with a beautiful garden. And we'll be happy. Yeah?
Yes. All right.
Good. Like we said, a whole fresh new start. Let's make the most of it.
Here we are. Home, safe and sound.
Thank you, Ruth. I hope I haven't made you too late.
No. When I get back, Christmas should have arrived.
Oh, of course. David's buying the tree, isn't he?
First time we'll be decorating it without Pip.
Indeed.
And there I am accusing Shula of missing Dan.
No, it's only natural.
Yeah. Still, it does mean I can hang up the toilet roll snowman Pip made at primary school. And there's nothing she can do to stop me.
You do that.
And Ben's persuaded David to buy a bumper pack of chocolate decorations.
Let's hope he doesn't eat them all himself. I'll look forward to seeing it in all its glory. Bye then.
Okay. Have you got your cheese?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, Jill, if you need a lift to the doctor's, one of us will be happy to drive. Just give us a bell.
Yes. Well, it probably won't be until the new year now.
The new year?
I wouldn't worry too much.
But you must be able to get an appointment before then.
Oh, I expect so. I'd rather leave it, though.
Jill?
It's such a busy time.
Well, are you sure that's sensible? I mean, you could be waiting for the operation for a while.
I know.
Well, don't you at least want to set the wheels in motion?
And I will. In the new year.
It is only a trip to the GP.
Yes, but I've got Christmas to think about and your anniversary party. That's not going to arrange itself.
Okay.
And I'm too old to be always rushing about.
All right. I just don't want to see you struggling.
And I'm not. These new glasses are helping a lot. And waiting a few extra weeks really isn't going to make a difference.
Helen, hang on.
You know where the keys are, don't you?
Yeah, I've no problem locking up. I just wanted to check you're okay. You've hardly said anything all afternoon.
What's there to say? You heard Jess, she's got the job. She's moving to Ambridge.
No, I
know. No point clinging on to false hope. You were right all along.
It's not about me being right. Are you sure you don't want to stay and talk about it?
And what? Try kicking boxes again?
If you like.
I'm not even that angry, Kirsty. Or if I am, it's with myself.
Oh, Helen.
Of course it doesn't help that Jess is so nice.
You are a little angry, then.
I've got no right to be, though.
No, I guess not.
She's his wife. Even if there was anything I could do, she doesn't deserve to have her life ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen.
No. I'm just going to have to face facts. What Rob and I had, whatever it was, it's over. And it's not going to come back.
Whoa, boy!
Don't put on these reins too hard.
Well, I've got it, Joe.
He knows what she wants.
Having fun?
Caroline, darling, this is the way to travel.
Good lad, Bartleby.
We should try putting a trap on Maisie.
Oh, should we now?
Afternoon.
Oh, all right, Edward. Is Dad not with you?
Oh, no.
I told Eddie to head off.
Oliver's still in here, Rick, and he could handle Bartleby.
Under strict supervision.
Of course.
It's over to you now, though.
Well, you've been gone for ages. There can't be much mistletoe left.
No, we've done very well. We found plenty, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah, needed to and all. Eddie sold out of the last market.
Oh, did he?
Come on then, Edward. Let's get Bartleby over the keepers.
Yes, all right, Grand. That gives a chance. You know, George ain't back from school for another couple of hours,
do
you?
I know.
George is going to help with Bartleby's winter stabling.
Oh, right.
Joe thought he might take his mind off the events of last week.
It's time he started learning. You can't call yourself a proper Grundy till you can harness a pony, isn't that right, Edward?
Yep, I suppose.
See you then.
Yep, cheers. Walk on, Bartleby.
Bye, Joe.
Ta-ra.
Oh, I should have hitched a lift.
What?
I need to meet Ian. He wants to finalise the menu for the Christmas ball.
Will he be back at the usual time?
Yeah, I expect so.
Well, don't worry if not.
No. I was just thinking about what you were saying about George. He's obviously still upset.
Well, it's not surprising.
And then seeing how distraught Clary was on Monday. It's just a shame, that's all.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, no time to think about it now, though.
No. Oh, and Caroline, when you do get back, we really must make a decision about the
deputy manager's position, yeah.
Well, I understand you don't want to let Kathy down.
Oh, it's not that all.
And doubtless, she'd be excellent.
Her second interview went very well, I thought.
Yes, but Anton, well, he's got all the right qualifications. I mean, he's worked at some excellent hotels. He's young, he's ambitious, he's personable. He reminds me a little of Roy, in fact.
All those places he's worked at, though. I mean, he doesn't seem to stay anywhere very long. I'm just worried he'd only be with us a year, then he'd be gone.
Well, that's a risk, of course.
Look, I really do have to go.
Fine. And at the end of the day, I'll defer to you.
Thank you, darling.
As in all things.
Hello, Jim. Been out for a drive?
I needed antifreeze for the Riley.
Ah.
Fortunately, I found a helpful little garage that stocks the right stuff.
Hmm.
And you? On top of the card writing, I see.
Yes, I spent all morning rushing to get them in the post. I was meant to be having lunch in Pennyhasset.
And you're not now?
No, Shula called 10 minutes ago. She was going to drop me over, but she's stuck in Borchester with Darrell.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
It's his day to sign on. And if he misses his appointment, he loses his benefits.
Why do I think I can guess what's coming?
Well, when Shula tried to get him up, he wouldn't move.
For goodness sake.
Took her almost an hour to persuade him to dress.
I don't know what she thinks she's doing. There must be other ways to earn points with the Almighty. I'm sorry, Jill.
No, no.
I'm sure she thinks she's doing the right thing.
Well, anyway, she got him to the job centre eventually. That's where she rang from. To say she'll be back too late to drive me.
Well, if you like, I could give you a lift. The Riley's running smoothly now.
Would you, Jim? That would be wonderful.
Of course.
Thank you. I'll have to nip back to the house to get the cheese.
Cheese?
It's a bring and share lunch. In fact, would you like to join me? There'll be plenty of food.
Oh, I wouldn't want to impose.
Not at all. Just as long as you can put your religious misgivings aside. It's a church do.
Oh, I think I can manage that. I'd be delighted. Go on then, George. You try and do it by yourself.
Can I?
I've shown you how. Now just be careful how you put the tack on over Bartleby's head. He'll help you.
Thanks for doing this, Grandad.
Oh, no. We're enjoying ourselves.
It's a relief to see him smiling again. Most of the time he's been playing on his own in his room.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. You used to spend hours playing with your robobots.
Your Autobots. It's not the same. Whenever I try and talk to him about Baz, he just runs off and goes silent.
Because he don't want to think about it. Oh, kids don't stay sad for long. Christmas is round the corner. Look at him now. He's happy enough.
I suppose. He still blames me, though. If I'd just waited one more second before pulling the trigger...
But you didn't, so stop beating yourself up. It won't do nobody no good.
I can't help it.
That's right, George. Tighten the neck strap. You are still going to help with the turkeys next week.
Hmm?
Well, your mum's getting herself all lit up about it.
Well, I don't reckon that's a good idea,
do you? No, Edward.
Will doesn't want to see me. I don't want to see him.
Which is why your brother ain't going to be there. Told your mum and dad when he was down watching the Christmas lights.
Did he now?
So you don't need to worry about getting into a scrap.
Well, that's good, because at the moment... You're sure that Will isn't going to be there?
Oh, I'm sure. Clarice didn't want no moving him. Why is she so frantic?
So he still thinks he had nothing to do with
it? Hey, if you don't want folk blaming you, then you can't blame your brother neither.
I just said that I'd blame myself.
You ain't going to see him. Meanwhile, we've got to get on with the turkeys. So are you going to help out or not?
Our kettle's just boiled. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, if you've time.
Sure. Nick's over at Mum's with the kids. I thought I'd take advantage of the peace and quiet.
Oh, yeah, right.
Get the game books back in order. Brian's back from holiday tomorrow.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, instant, okay?
Yes, fine. I had coffee with your mum the other day, as it happens. We bumped into each other in town.
Oh, yeah?
She told me how things have been between you and Ed. Will, I know it's not my place, but she really is distressed about it.
Ain't my fault.
It's not Ed's either. Do you remember my dog, Charlie?
Hmm.
When he was shot? You even sent him a get-well card.
So?
So, I'm not still holding it against Mike. I know he didn't do it out of malice, and nor did Ed.
Ugh.
He didn't, Will. I saw him just afterwards. He was almost in tears. He was absolutely devastated. Oh, don't you believe me?
No, that's not the point. I don't give a damn about Ed.
Well, of course you're angry.
I don't. George is the one I care about.
But it'll be even worse if you and Ed carry on like this. George is the one stuck in the middle. He's the one who'll suffer.
Look.
And Clary. She's had so much to contend with lately.
You're right, Caroline. This really ain't none of your business.
No, but I've watched you and Ed feuding long enough to know it's the people around you that get hurt the most. And I also know you'd do anything for your son. He's had a horrible experience. You wouldn't want to upset him any further.
Of course I wouldn't.
So don't, then, for George's sake. And for Clary's.
I did warn you Maureen likes to talk.
I don't know what you mean. I thought her holiday stories were riveting.
Jim.
Next time I'm in Rome, I'll know where to visit.
It's your own fault for mentioning you were a classics professor. Tea.
That would be marvellous.
I tried to rescue you.
Oh, don't worry. Qui vis dolori remedium est patientia.
What?
Patience is the cure for all suffering. It's never been one of my greatest strengths. Oh, got the wedding photos out, I see.
Sorry, Jim, I can't hear you.
Goodness, there's no mistaking in which decade these were taken.
Oh, yes, for Ruth and David's anniversary.
I hope you're not going to ask me to put together some sort of slideshow.
No, you've worked quite hard enough on the video. I need them for the cake. I'm going to ice it with flowers like the ones in Ruth's bouquet.
Cake?
For the party next week.
Oh.
Well, I thought Ruth deserved a surprise too. It does mean I've got a lot to do, though. Thankfully, Elizabeth's arranging most of the catering and Shula's helping, of course.
Well, if you need me to drive you again.
Jim, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Well, why not? I rather enjoyed our little jaunt. Holiday stories aside.
Yes, so did I.
And my driving's not that frightening, is it?
Less frightening than mine. But there are so many other people I can ask.
Oh, nonsense. Next time you need a chauffeur, I'm your man. I might even wear a cap.
Go on, go on. You know what time it is. That means you too, Marilyn.
Marilyn?
Hello, Caroline. It's just my name for her. It's the eyelashes.
Oh, I see.
You're back late.
Yeah. I dropped in on Will.
Oh?
I thought I might be able to persuade him to bury the hatchet with Ed.
Did you now?
Well, I know for certain how distressed Ed is about Baz, so...
Any joy?
Oh, he listened.
Well, that's an achievement.
Yeah, I suppose. I've no idea if it's sunk in, though.
Well, you can hardly wave a magic wand, darling. I mean, you're not that sort of godmother.
No.
It's kind of you to even try.
I felt I ought to do something. I have made a decision about the deputy manager, though.
Ah, let me guess. Kathy?
How did you know?
How indeed.
You're not too disappointed, are you?
No.
She did such a brilliant job with the health club.
Mm.
We know her and she fits in very well.
You don't need to justify it, darling. It was a choice between two first-rate candidates.
You mean that?
Of course.
I just wanted someone I could trust. And we can rely on Kathy. I can relax knowing the hotel's in safe hands.
It also means I can start having you all to myself again.
Oliver.
What?
I'm sorry. Ooh, you're just a bit muddy.
Oh. Well, in that case, why don't we go out later to celebrate, eh? Is there anything on at the assembly rooms?
Oh, I can check.
Okay.
First things first, though. I need to ring Kathy.
Right, come on, George.
No!
Put your coat on. It's time to go home.
I don't want to. I want to stay here with great-grandma.
No.
I want to help with Bartleby.
And you can come and help another time.
Of course you can. I need to show you how to clean and oil his tack. Hey, how's that sound, eh?
All right. Well, let's go, then. You're lucky you might have chicken nuggets for tea.
I'll let your mum know you can do the turkeys, Edward.
Yeah, sure.
Bye, great-grandad.
Bye-bye, George.
Come on, let him answer the phone.
Hello? Joseph Grundy speaking?
Oh, hi, Grandad, it's Will. Is Mum around?
No, she's still at Bridge Farm. Oh, I expect she'll be home soon.
Oh, it don't matter. Can you give her a message?
Ah.
Tell her I've decided to help with the turkeys after all.
Oh.
Well, I said I weren't going to.
No, I know.
But I've changed my mind. You tell her I'm doing it for her.
Ah, right.
You won't forget now, will you, Grandad?
No, oh, no, 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 I won't forget. Ah, that's great news, William. I'm sure Clary will be pleased as punch.
Really, Shula, I'm not hungry.
Daryl, you must be. You weren't up for breakfast.
I had lunch.
What did you have?
A couple of slices of toast.
With what?
Just toast.
Well, that's not enough, is it? Come on, surely you can get yourself out of bed. There's a chicken hot pot in the oven.
I can't, Shula.
I know you're tired.
I'm exhausted. Signing on yesterday completely wiped me out.
Well, you won't feel better lying around.
I just want to be
Come
left
downstairs.
Alone. No.
Get some food inside you. Then we'll sit in front of the laptop and see if we can find you a flat. Daryl?
No. Not now.
Yes, this evening.
I can't think.
Daryl! Right, that's it. You can't just fester.
What are you doing?
Let's get some fresh air in here. I've spent a long time preparing a good, healthy dinner.
Shula!
You're going to eat it.
Just stop it! For God's sake, it's freezing!
There, that's better.
I'll have something when I'm hungry. I just want to sleep.
You've had plenty of sleep. Come on, up you get.
All right.
Thank you.
Just let me put some clothes on, yeah?
Fair enough. I'll expect you downstairs in 5 minutes. Jamie, hello. I'm home.
Oh, where have you been?
Oh.
You pulled up ages ago.
I was chatting with Clary. She certainly seems a lot happier than she was at the weekend. The boys have agreed to help with the turkeys.
Oh, right.
Which means we'll definitely have something to put in the oven on Christmas Day.
Great. So, how'd it go at work? Judging the notice?
I did.
And what did they say?
Oh, I felt terrible. Stuart thought I'd come to speak to him about the laundry rotor.
Was he angry then?
Frosty. Oh, you can't blame him, Jamie. I've only been there 2 weeks.
Yeah, so what though?
Well, it doesn't make me feel I've been very honest.
Forget that. They'll find someone else.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and the job at Grey Gables is the one you really wanted.
Yes. It was just bad timing, I suppose.
Well, exactly. Well, if it had been advertised...
I did say that to Stuart.
You might not have even got it.
I was sure I hadn't when Caroline called. It had taken such a long time.
Well, you did.
Yes. Anyway, how was your day?
Oh, fine. It's all logs splitting and chipping at the moment. Isaac's keeping me busy.
He always does, doesn't he?
Yeah, you can say that again.
I'm guessing from the music you haven't started on dinner yet.
No.
Well, that'll be the next thing then.
I thought we could go to the pub if you like. Celebrate you getting the job.
Oh, well.
Unless you're really determined to cook.
No, not particularly.
Oh, cool. Well, put your coat back on then. My treat.
You must be able to eat more than that. Look at the chicken you've left.
It's my stomach. I can't really manage anymore.
Right. Well, that's a waste, isn't it?
I did say don't give me too much.
You did? Yes. Will you bring your plate over then? You can do the washing up. There's not very much.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and the casserole dish, please. I'd better keep some food warm for Alistair. I thought we could look at the Housing Association website again. I know we couldn't find anything close by last time, but... You never know. If we search a little further away, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, I suppose.
Just as long as we find somewhere for you to live. That's the most important thing. We'll just have to accept it probably won't be near Ambridge.
No.
I expect there'll be a lot more flats in Felpersham. Oh, Daryl, careful, what? You're going to drop the... Watch out!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, what's wrong with you? Why on earth were you carrying them like that? I could see you were going to drop them.
I was only trying
What's Alistair going to have for dinner now? He can't eat that, can he?
I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
Oh, just hopeless.
I'm sorry, Shula. Really, I am. It's me hands. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
They just
it's
slipped.
Done now. No use apologising. We'll just have to clear it up. Here's a cloth. Daryl, the cloth. Take it.
Hi.
Have you been drinking?
No.
I can smell alcohol. Is that why you didn't want to come down?
Shula.
You'd rather stay in your room getting drunk?
I'm not.
Just tell me the truth. Show me that respect at least. Well,
It was just a quick swig.
Oh.
You know, just to help me feel better.
Better? How is any of this better? I cook your meals, I wash your clothes, but none of it does any good. In fact, the more I do, the more you just wallow.
Shula,
it's
please.
Like having a teenager. Even Daniel's left because he can't stand being around you.
Yeah, no.
My only son. He doesn't want to spend time in his own home. Ah, Daryl, no, don't, not crying. It won't work this time.
I'm sorry, I'm trying not to.
You just need to get a grip. Stop being so damned selfish and act like a man.
I wish I could.
Because I'm lost, Daryl. I don't know how to reach you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Then do something about it. Because I'm not prepared to take care of you for very much longer.
So, how many job offers is that?
3 in almost as many months.
What's your secret?
I've just been lucky, I think.
Well, congratulations. I'm not sure if this is a good time to ask for sponsorship or not.
Well, you are going to be on more money, aren't you, Mum?
All right, Jane. Of course I'll sponsor you, Neil. Hand me the pen. Is it per minute or for the entire peel?
Well, the whole thing.
How long are you ringing for?
3 hours, if we manage it.
Oh, just you wait for the complaints from Grange Spinney.
Actually, I went round there the other night. Most people were pretty happy to sponsor us. Even that strange woman with the Dalmatian.
Well, that's good.
Oh, I'm more worried about getting the peel right. Oh, cheers, Cathy.
My pleasure.
Well, I'll leave you in peace. Oh, sorry, Rose, I didn't see you there.
It's okay. Hi there.
Oh, hiya.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
I'm just having dinner.
He's been very sweet and taking his old mum out for the evening.
Mum?
Oh, that's nice.
He's a good son, really.
What about you?
Oh, I was just about to jump on my scooter, probably head home, go online. Unless...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you want a pudding, Mum?
No, that's all right.
You sure?
Absolutely. I've had plenty. Anyway, I can tell when I'm in the way.
Well, I didn't mean that.
No, you stay and have a drink with Rosa.
I'm sorry, Cathy.
Don't apologise. It's not as though I need to wait to pay the bill, is it?
Oh, nope.
I'll see you later, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bye, Rosa.
Bye. Are you certain she doesn't mind?
Nah, she's fine. So, do you want to stay in here or shall we head through to the bar?
Daryl. Hey, you all right? How have you been doing? Daryl?
Oh, Neil. Sorry, I didn't see you.
How many have you had?
Just a couple.
More than a couple? Maybe you should call it a night, eh?
Can't. Got nowhere to go.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I didn't mean to drop them, Neil. They just fell, you know. I didn't even realise till they was on the floor.
What were?
And then she starts shouting, telling me how pathetic I am.
Who did?
That I'm not a man.
Daryl.
I can't go back there.
Why? What happened? You're not making any sense.
It's the plates. I smashed them.
What, are the stables? So this is Shula who got angry?
Oh, she's right, isn't she? I am useless. Nobody wants anything to do with me.
Well, I don't reckon getting blind drunk's going to help.
Well, it's all I've got, innit? Oi, Rhys! Another one in here!
Daryl, it's all right, it's all right. No bother. I think you've had enough. Come on.
No, Neil.
I expect it was all just the heat of the moment. I mean, did Shula actually throw you out? Well?
Well, as good as.
Well, there you are.
Look, I'm not going, all right? I don't want her looking at me like that. I can't take it. I know what you've all done for me.
Okay. Well, look, this is just a drink talking.
I'm trying so hard.
You need to sleep this off.
No, I don't. All I do is sleep. I mean, I'm so tired and then I just ache myself more. It's like there's no way out.
Well, it might feel like that now, but I mean, I'm sure
what,
that...
What happened, Neil?
Huh?
I mean, I know I made some bad decisions and that.
Oh, just
but I thought I was a good person. Sure. So why do I keep letting people down, eh?
Dad?
Huh?
Oh,
Rosa. Rosa, love. How are you?
Careful, Dad.
Are you drunk?
Well, I might have.
He's had a few.
I wasn't expecting to see it. Hey, give your dad a hug, eh?
Stay away from me.
Oh, it's okay.
Look at the state of you.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm not always like this.
Jamie, can we go back next door, please?
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Hey, don't walk away. Just... Just tell me what you've been doing, eh?
Didn't you hear
Daryl? Daryl.
Hey, how's your mum? How's your sister?
She doesn't want to talk to you.
Hey, what's it got to do with you, eh?
Well, Jamie, go on.
Yeah, right.
Rosa!
Just let her go.
There's so much more I need to say to her.
Yeah, I know.
She's my daughter.
But not now,
I love her. You've got to let me talk to her.
Rosa, you're okay?
What do you reckon? Oh, I hate letting him upset me like this.
Do you want to go, or we could head back to mine?
No, it's not my fault he's had a skinful.
Yeah, all right.
Why should we have to leave?
Well, at least it's quiet in here.
How can he do that, Jamie? In front of everyone. So shameful.
Look, I only want to see her.
Daryl, come back.
Rosa, sweetheart, please.
It won't make any better.
What do you think you're doing?
Please, just give me 5 minutes.
Hey, back off.
Look, I know I'm a mess.
Daryl, that's enough.
How's the flat? Is your mum still making you clean your room?
Come on, let's get you back into
the room. Go away!
And just leave her alone.
Look, please, look, if you only knew how much
I don't want to hear
you,
it.
There's like this hole. Just,
Daryl.
Just let me look at
Daryl,
you.
Daryl!
Right, that's it, you're out of here.
Come on, I cannot. I've got him, Jamie.
Well, she doesn't want you around.
Jamie!
Come on, up you get.
I'm dealing with it, okay?
Fine. Then tell him to sort himself out, the waster.
Hey, you watch your mouth. You don't know anything, young man. Maybe when you've grown up a bit, you might understand.
Rosa, just don't tell your mum you saw
just
me like
this. Just leave.
All right.
If you cared, you wouldn't be this way.
Come on,
no.
Daryl.
No.
It's time to put you to bed.
No, Neil, I just want to say one thing, Rosa.
What?
Rosa, look, I promise, sweetheart. I know I've not been what you wanted, yeah? But I'm going to prove it to you. I'll get better. I'll be a proper dad.
Don't bother. Do what you like. As far as I'm concerned, you're not my dad anymore.
Well, she must have read the recipe wrong.
Just checked. 1 tablespoon of ginger.
No. It should have been 1 teaspoon. TSP.
Well, I know, but that's not what it said. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
They must have tasted awful.
They were certainly very fiery.
Oh, no.
So I said I'd still bring them to rehearsal. Jess, didn't want you to think I was trying to poison you, though.
Poison?
For ginger scones. It must have been a typo.
In appetizing Ambridge.
Oh, right.
Although these weren't too appetizing.
And I proofread it so many times.
Well, it's not the end of the world. I'm sure people will see the funny side.
Funny side?
Well, no, we did. Jess thought it made quite an explosive start to village life.
Is that right?
Well, it's a treasured family recipe, Rob. Oh, what an absolute disaster. I'm going to have to correct all the remaining cookbooks now.
Look, I didn't mean you to... It's just a tiny mistake. I just thought you'd want to know.
Yes, well, yes, thank you, Rob.
Anyway, do you think we'll get started?
Sure.
I was working at Jack's last night. I don't want to get home too late.
Linda?
Mm.
Which scene are we doing?
Oh, yes, right. I thought we'd do your final song and then Robin's marriage proposal to Marion.
The proposal?
If that's okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Whatever you like.
Good. So, page 86 then. Let's get started.
Tell me, Shula, why bother having a vet if you don't ever listen to him?
So he still hasn't drained that bottom field, then?
Well, that would cost money. So now he's got Fluke in the herd again.
Oh, Alistair.
I was really intending to knock off early today, but then old Farmer Purvis calls.
Oh, well, never mind. You're home now.
Yeah.
I've only just got in myself.
Mind if I jump in the shower?
No, dinner won't be for a while. I was just going to check on Daryl.
How's he been?
No idea. I've not seen him.
Been sleeping it off, has he?
Well, to be honest, I've hardly been in the house. I've not wanted to be.
Well, the state he was in last night. It's lucky Neil was around to bring him back.
Oh, and I doubt he'll be welcome in the Bull again any time soon.
Good thing too.
Anyway, you have your shower.
Oh, cheers.
I'll see how he's doing. I heard from Dan, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he texted me. He's coming back on Sunday.
Great. That is good news.
Providing he stays. Daryl, are you awake? Hello? Can I come in? How are you feeling? Do you think you ought to get up? Darrell?
Have you been using the medicine cabinet?
What?
It's open. All the paracetamol's gone.
Oh, God, no.
Shula? What is it? What's wrong?
We can't have...
Darrell?
He's not here, Alistair. His things are, but...
Darrell!
Oh, why didn't I think?
Right, okay.
I was only across the yard. I could have looked in on him.
Let's not panic. You check the house, I'll do the stables.
Oh, but...
And call the police.
The police?
Or an ambulance, I don't know. Just call someone.
No, no, no! What are you doing?
Sorry, Linda.
You're supposed to be wooing her, Rob. At the moment, it's more like you're haggling over who's going to take out the rubbish. I know you're still getting to grips with the lines.
It's just difficult with the scripts, Linda.
But honestly, a little more feeling, please. Now, Rob, you must have proposed to your wife.
Yes.
Good. Now close your eyes. Kirsty, you too.
Why? What are we doing?
Just humour me. I want you to take yourself back to a romantic time in your life. Rob, when you proposed, imagine you're there again. Where are you?
At the family farm. We were out walking.
Good. Just be in the moment. Talk us through it.
Well... There's this path that runs up the hill, and it's summer.
You're with Jess?
That's right. We're looking down over the countryside where we grew up. If I remember, she was wearing jeans and a check shirt. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, oh, no, I can't do this.
Please, just try. Carry on.
I thought... Wow, she's perfect. I knew life would never get any better than this, and I don't know, I guess I wanted to save the moment somehow, make it mine so I could never lose it.
Linda, this is really embarrassing.
Kirsty, shh. We're finally getting somewhere.
So I asked. She said yes. And then... Oh, now, this is really embarrassing. We made an engagement ring out of a daisy chain. I just knew there wasn't anyone else in the world that I wanted.
Linda?
Oh, Alistair.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I have a word?
Yes, of course. We'll come back to this.
Sure.
Hold on to that emotion, though. You're doing brilliantly. You see, Rob, underneath it all, you are a romantic.
Thanks.
Right, Alistair, what can I do for you?
Only person in the world, eh?
Don't start. It was a long time ago.
Oh, you sounded pretty sincere to me.
Linda made me do it. Haven't you ever made a mistake?
Oh, what mistake's that? Marrying Jess or sleeping with Helen?
Oh.
Can you even hear yourself?
I never promised Helen anything. She knew what the situation was.
Did she?
Keep your voice down.
Do you honestly think she'd have let you take advantage if she'd heard what you said just now? You knew she was vulnerable. You knew she'd had bad relationships. Oh. But hey, you got what you wanted.
Kirsty, listen.
Don't you come near me. You make my skin crawl. You know, I wish I could walk off this stage right now.
Yeah? Then why don't you?
Oh, don't tempt me. I wouldn't do it to Linda, though. You see, I'm actually loyal to people.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
So, what's the alternative? Because we can't carry on like this, can we?
Well, I'm sorry, Alistair. I wish I could be of more help.
No,
but...
no, there's no reason why you should. I'd better not waste any time.
Linda?
Rob, you haven't seen Darrell, have you?
Me, no.
What about you, Kirsty?
No, I've been in Borchester all day.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, thanks anyway.
Not at all. And if there's anything we can do...
No, yeah.
Oh, dear.
What was that about?
Darrell's gone missing. They haven't seen him since last night.
Linda, I need a word. Kirsty and I have been talking...
Rob, hang on.
No. What you said was right. Look, I'm really sorry, Linda.
Well, now what?
I've tried my best, but I'm going to have to pull out of the panto. I'm just not a natural actor.
Of course you are. What are you talking about?
I'm going to need so much rehearsal.
Rob, you're marvellous.
And I really haven't got time. It's not fair on everyone else.
Nonsense.
Particularly Kirsty. You agree, don't you?
Kirsty, tell him. Once he's off the book, he'll be absolutely...
I think it might be for the best.
Oh, no.
The production will be better off without me. Here's my script.
Oh, Rob, no, no, honestly. Maybe you're just not acquainted with my directorial style.
Break a leg, Kirsty.
Whenever I see talent, you see, I just want to hone it. Please, Rob, let me hone your talent.
Linda, leave him.
Oh. What did you say to him?
Nothing. It was his decision.
Well, couldn't you talk him out of it?
No, not really.
Oh, this evening just goes from bad to worse.
I'm sorry, Linda. We'll manage somehow, though.
How? It was never going to be Errol Flynn, but at least I had a Robin. Now I've no Robin Hood and there's only a month to go.
Linda.
He was my star, for goodness sake.
Yes, all right, but you've had people drop out before. And in the end, the productions are always brilliant.
Only after a great deal of stress and effort.
Well, you'll find someone.
Oh, really, Kirsty? Who?
Shula? Any luck?
No. You?
No. I've asked in the bull and I've just been into the village hall. Nobody's seen him.
Oh, Eddie and Neil are out looking for him in the car and Alan's phoning round the local hostels.
I doubt if he would have gone there. Not after the way he reacted last time.
Who knows?
And if he was planning on taking an overdose.
I don't know where he would have gone.
All right.
Oh, if I hadn't said those cruel things.
Shula.
We wouldn't be doing this.
You heard what Neil said. He had an argument with Rosa.
And he wouldn't have been in the pub if I hadn't shouted at him.
Look, we just have to keep searching. There are things we could all have done differently. You've done more for Daryl than anyone.
I don't understand. If he was going to do something like this, why didn't he do it at home?
Oh, maybe he thought he was sparing us. And anyway, we're not certain what he's done yet.
But if he has tried to... Alistair!
Hang on. What's that?
Where?
In front of number 3. Daryl? Daryl?
You are joking.
Oh, why not? You only have to be better than Rob.
Kirsty.
And it'll be fun. You and me.
Yeah, and a hall full of people.
Oh, Tom, don't be such a wuss.
I'm not.
You sound like a wuss.
I'm too busy. I mean, come on, let's be serious for a moment. I've got the hampers and the ready meals. I haven't got time to be donning tights.
Ah, we're all busy, Tom.
I mean, maybe if it wasn't the lead.
Ah, so you're not dead against the idea, then?
Well, no, that's not what I said.
Should I have a word with him, Kirsty?
No, it's okay, Linda.
I could stress the calamitous situation. Tom, you'll be my absolute saviour.
Yeah, and he understands. Let me just speak to him. Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard.
Linda's frantic. I mean, if you want to be serious, it's not fair on her, is it? She didn't know Rob was going to walk out. She had nothing to do with it. Well, did she?
No.
And I promise I'll make it easy. We can practice at home. I'll help you learn your lines.
Kirsty, hang on.
It'll be a laugh. And anyway, I think you'd look quite good in tights.
Yeah, okay.
What? You'll do it?
Sorry, Kirsty, but there are blue flashing lights outside.
What are you talking about? That's just the Christmas decorations.
No, it's coming from Daryl and Alona's old house. Look, I need to go. I think something's happened.
Come on. The paramedics are here now. There's nothing more we can do.
Oh, it was so cold.
I know, but it's out of our hands. We just need to let them get on with their job.
Shula? Alistair? What's happened?
Oh, Tom.
Has someone been hurt?
It's Daryl. He's taken an overdose.
Daryl?
Yes, paracetamol. He took them from our bathroom.
We don't know how many were left.
But what? Is he breathing?
Yeah. He's unconscious, though. He's drunk most of a bottle of brandy, too.
Oh, we should have known he'd be here. All he wanted was to go home, to have his family back.
You mustn't think like that.
No.
We couldn't guess what was going through his mind.
Of course you couldn't.
But all he's heard is people telling him to leave, putting him in hostels, showing him flats.
Because we were trying to help.
Were we?
Yes.
I wasn't. I just wanted him gone.
Oh, look.
I wanted my nice, comfortable home back.
Daryl's problems go much deeper.
With my son and my husband.
He wouldn't have done this
otherwise.
With
my family.
You're not to blame.
Of course I am.
Honestly.
And if he dies now?
Shula, love.
Oh, it's true. Don't pretend it isn't. If Daryl dies, it's going to be my fault.